From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, Pennsylvania ranks third in the nation for sales of trout. A new report from the USDA indicates Pennsylvania trout producers raised $7.4 million worth of trout in 2023. Coming in at number one and number two, respectively, were Idaho and North Carolina. Peaches appear to be doing very well in early spring in the state of Georgia. State officials report 95% of the Georgia peach crop is currently rated in good to excellent condition. Pasture conditions are looking good in West Virginia this week. As of Monday, 75% of West Virginia pastures were rated in good to excellent condition. Dittos for hay ground. And Virginia farmers are seeing suitable conditions for planting corn this week. The amount of acreage planted to corn in Virginia is expected to be down this year. The USDA reports Virginia farmers are shifting some corn acreage to soybeans due to economic conditions.
Our magnificent trees have helped shape the American spirit. Trees that clear the air and protect the land. Thick pine forest, birch trees, and apples. One tree has been selected by the people to represent all of America's trees. The oak, America's national tree. Go to the Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org. Learn which oaks or other great American trees are ripe for planting where you live. Discover the oak, America's national tree. That's arborday.org.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today from Mary Evingston in Nashville, Tennessee, who says that life by the yard is hard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. Thank you, Mary, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.